You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Definitely in the groove in hour number three, Detroit. Welcome to Armed American Radio. If you're just joining us, welcome to the program. If you're coming back, welcome back to the program. WDTK, 1400 AM in Detroit. Sponsors up there. Man, oh man, Bill Wink Chevrolet, and I'll give the second sponsor out here in just a couple minutes. We won't put them both together. We'll tease them up and break them up in the middle of the hour. Feel free to join the program, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark. And don't worry about calling in. We've had the lines locked up here a little bit, but we do have an open line here, and we also have a call from Mr. Ed Rouse. And the new listeners, I'm talking to you. You are probably unaware of who Ed Rouse is. You can check out his son, a member of the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, on the America's Heroes page of the armedamericanradio.org website. And you'll see a great picture of a young man that is fighting for my kids, your kids, me, you, our families. And at the holiday season, it's, you know, these guys need to hear from you. These guys and gals that are overseas fighting the fight on our behalf need to hear from you. So visit armedamericanradio.org and check out the America's Heroes page, and you'll see Ed's son on there. Now, Rob, you have, you've talked with Ed before on this program, I believe, have you not?
Right. We were guests on the show overlapping, and you know, I told him that I think what he's doing is great, and it's great to hear from him. Looking forward to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to do something fun here for him. Ed, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. You're joining Caleb Giddings, attorney John Monroe, and, of course, Rob Pincus. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark. How are you this evening?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do something kind of special here because I've got a package in my hand. From Lance Corporal Rouse, Samuel E., 1st LARA, Company 3rd, Platoon, Unit 40603, FPO AP 96610-0603, and I'm opening it right now. And your son has sent me unbelievable photographs, and both of these photographs appear on the website. And
correct.
They are signed, and he has got them signed by everybody in the platoon. I'm going to pass them around the studio in here to my guest, Ed, or I'm sorry, John Monroe. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. To John Monroe, and this is signed by the entire platoon, and I cannot tell you. It says, Mark at AAR, thanks for all you're doing for 1st LAR. That is unbelievable, guys. Ed or John, you take a look at that. And then we've got one here of your son in full battle gear signed here. Unbelievable stuff. Rob, Caleb, I wish you guys could see this stuff.
It sounds awesome. You know, and again, I think Ed acting as liaison and letting, you know, your son obviously and everybody there know how much we support them and how many people support them, not just, you know, a couple guys on the radio, but, you know, the overwhelming majority of this country. And I think it's great that you're keeping their morale where it needs to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ed, tell us what you can about where he is now. Whatever you can tell us, let us know, and then we'll give the information out where everybody can, you know, where the listeners all over the country that are listening to us from coast to coast right now can send these guys, you know, some care packages, especially now. It's even more important.
Yeah, it's absolutely important right now. I sent you a little blurb from the commander of the 11th MEU, and he made a comment about walking through and seeing a lot of the guys getting mailed, but then how sad he was to see that some weren't. And, you know, that touches your heart at this time of the year. Honestly, I don't exactly know where he's at. They've been on communication blackout for probably about the last 6 weeks. Last word we had, they were in the Middle East area somewhere, and that's the extent that I know of right now. So we know they're over there somewhere doing their rapid expeditionary stuff and their rapid deployment force, so they could be called just about anywhere in that area at this time.
Yeah, you know, let me read that. That's from Colonel G.P. Olson, Colonel U.S. Marine Corps Commanding Officer, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. And he says, finally, let me plug good old snail mail once again. I walked around the ship after yesterday's mail call. We got two helicopters full of mail. Fully half the Marines and sailors I spoke to had gotten a letter or package. It was tough to talk to a group where one or two had gotten mail and a couple others had not. Please help where you can. So, Ed, what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with that and tell everybody again where they can go and get information on the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Please visit armedamericanradio.org. And up at the top, you'll see America's Heroes page. Click on that, and you will see a couple of fantastic photographs of Ed's son, your son, Ed, fighting the fight for all of us, both of your sons, actually. We've got Ed's, we've got Samuel's photograph up there, Ed. And these guys need your support, which we know they have, especially the listeners of this broadcast.
That's right. They've been great to send what they have been sending, and it's been an overwhelming response so far, too. So it is getting through. So
yeah, that is really, really powerful, and it makes us feel good. It really does touch the heart, and I've got these photographs, and I can assure you that they will be framed, and I'll make sure that Samuel is aware of that, and I'm looking forward to meeting him when he comes back safely, and Daniel, and hooking up with you guys, because, you know, we're eking down your way. We're now in Texas.
That's
coming
right
into Corpus.
That's
Christi.
Great.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You're eking west and want to keep going.
And I'm telling you, yeah, we're now all we got to do is infiltrate the Northeast, Rob.
We're working on it. We're slowly but surely.
We'll get there. Listen, Ed, thank you so much for joining the broadcast. When you talk to Ed and to Daniel, give them our heartfelt thanks, okay?
I sure will. And I'd like to thank you and all the guests and listeners for all they're doing for not just our son, but all those who serve this country. And I really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate it very much. And the thanks really goes back to them for doing what they're doing for all of us so that we can stay safe and free during our holiday season, okay? Ed, thank you so much. You know, Rob and Caleb, that stuff really touches you, man. I wish you guys could see these photos.
I'm sure that you're going to make them available online. That's going to be very cool.
Yeah, it is. It's the same ones that are up there, but it's signed by everybody in the platoon, man, and I'll tell you what, they mean a lot. Okay, where were we before the break? Got sidetracked there before the hour started. Rob, you were teeing us up for what we're going to talk about this hour. Talk to us. I don't want to give away too much of the information. I want you to talk about it because you've been neck deep involved in all of it.
Yeah, especially, like I tell you, the last 2 weeks have been really an awesome experience. This is the first show. You know, I've been a guest on shows and done the Outdoor Channel hosting for Best Defense and Best Defense Survival. But this is the first time that I've been involved on the production side. You're always there when you're working in front of the camera. There's an involvement on the set, so to speak, on the range when you're doing DVDs or you're doing the TV stuff. But in the edit suite, dealing with Outdoor Channel and dealing with that whole process from the website support to the program listing, you know, like somebody has to come up with the 10 words you're allowed to put, you know, on the cable listings when you're going through the channel guide. I mean, that's the detail level I've been involved in with this new show, SWAT Magazine TV. And, man, it is really going to be something different. It is going to take people into the training that the professionals receive, military, law enforcement. You know, we were on the Cheatham Annex of the Yorktown Naval Weapons Stations working with Maritime Expeditionary Security Squadron 2. We were with SWAT teams in their training houses, in their training environment. We were with executive protection teams on the range doing what they do. And just like we do in SWAT Magazine, the print version, we take applications, we take information from what those armed professionals are doing, and we give the viewer at home, just like we do on Best Defense, that learning point. You know, what's the application of that skill? How does that affect them? You know, they're probably not going to need to bail out of a car in the Middle East with a private security team under fire after an IED when the vehicle's disabled and have coordinated movement to a hard point. But believe it or not, there's some applications in what those guys train to do for somebody responding to, you know, a violent carjacking attempt when you can't move your car and you might have to shoot from inside of it and you have family members there. So it's bridging the gap between the professionals and the people sitting at home, finding the overlaps, finding the information. That's what we're going to be doing.
Rob, that, you know, first of all, I'm a huge fan of the television work that you do, have been for a very long time. And the carjacking things that you just talked about, that hits home to me. We have a lot of new listeners tonight or today across the country. And I guess I should just say in a nutshell that I was an intended victim of a potential carjacking back in 2002. You can read about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. It is chapter number 1 and analyzed by Kathy Jackson, so that's an opportunity for me to plug the book. But I survived it because I was lawfully armed, and exactly what you just talked about and the reaction, you know, I kind of felt good because I hadn't seen your stuff back then. To compare it against what I've learned from what you teach. And I guess my response wasn't too bad. I actually had had some multiple attacker training prior to that. But to go into that and let the viewer and the listener watch it, and the way you and Mike and Michael Bain and Michael Janich handle it is just amazing. So highly recommended stuff. And we will get into more detail, man. These segments just keep flying right by. Unbelievable. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be back after these messages with John Monroe, Caleb Giddings, and Rob Pincus. Stick around.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Okay, roger that, producer Sean. Appreciate it. We're clear. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. Rob, we left off at the break talking about your new stuff coming up. Go, give us some more detail. I'm a huge fan.
So SWAT Magazine TV is going to premiere along with the new season of Best Defense on December 30th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll air three times that day. One of the cool things about having SWAT Magazine, you know, as our title sponsor and really doing it on behalf of SWAT Magazine, was that we went out to all of the SWAT Magazine staff writers and regular contributors almost a year ago now and said, you know, who wants to be involved, who'd like to be part of this, and obviously there was some great response. The first episode is going to feature the training legend Louis Auerbach. You know, and he's been a good friend of SWAT Magazine for a long time. He's obviously an incredibly gifted instructor and teacher. And one of the cool things about what we're going to be doing is not just showing, hey, here's Louis Auerbach, who's been training for 34 years. I think most people who would tune into SWAT Magazine TV would expect that they're going to get good insight and good training information for the self-defense use of firearms. But they're also going to get an inside kind of glance into what makes Louis tick. How did Louis get started in training? Why does he train? A little more information than you might normally see about the person that is doing the teaching. And every one of our guest instructors throughout the season, we do that kind of instructor profile, put them in front of the camera, and just ask some questions that you might ask if you were sitting at, you know, at lunch at a class with that person, or, you know, maybe drinking a beer with them in the evening. And we got some really good stuff, and I think that's going to be a really popular aspect of SWAT Magazine TV.
Well, you know, I'm gonna put myself out. I'm a listener, okay, and I'm listening to something in SWAT Magazine. Is that what's in it for me? Is it geared towards law enforcement?
It's not. It's definitely geared towards the viewer. What's nice about it is obviously we recognize that some of the viewers, just like the readers of the magazine, might also be police officers. So it's always important that we have that integrity, that we're not. We don't hire an actor and put him in a uniform and have him do some reenactment of police tactics. You know, we're out there with the guys doing the job. We're out there with the military guys, with the law enforcement guys, with the private sector security guys, and getting some really insightful stuff from them about what they do and why they do it. And as you know, I'm passionate about the why. If just because a SWAT team does something doesn't mean it's applicable for me in a home defense scenario. But we pare it down and we find the pieces of what they do that will work for us.
See, that's dynamite, because you hear a lot of times, Rob, you know, there are civilian marksmen who are better shooters than trained law enforcement. A lot of them don't spend a lot of time on the range because that's part of their job. You know, and you get a lot of Caleb. Are you shooting IDPA? Is Caleb with us, or have we lost him, Sean?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Oh, there he is.
That.
That's okay. Caleb, are you shooting IDPA?
Absolutely. Still am. I always take December off just to relax, but I've got getting back in the swing coming up in January. So, yep.
Okay, good. Well, you know, both of you guys will really appreciate this. Next week, hopefully in the studio with me, will be Masad Ayoub and Gail Pepin, champion IDPA shooter, and she's a lot of fun to talk to. You learn a lot from her. And, Rob, I got to ask you this. So what you're going to do is you're going to pick apart some of those SWAT tactics, training tactics, law enforcement tactics, and you're going to feed it down to the civilian.
Right, and not really, you know, get down to the detail level. We're going to look at what they're doing, but we're going to be looking at how it applies, you know, to the person at home. And in some cases, we'll be pointing out where it doesn't apply. You know, for example, you know, one of those big things that we talk about all the time on the safety side, and it's been talked about for years in print and on the internet, and you may even have talked about it here on the radio show, and that's this issue of downrange drills. You know, having a student or an instructor in front of the muzzle, you know, breaking that 180-degree line during training. Well, obviously, there's some times when that's done, and there's a lot of times when it's done inappropriately. And when you start crossing the line between what SWAT teams do or what high-end special operations military training teams do and what somebody going for their first concealed carry permit, you know, one-day, six-hour class is going to do, we find out that there aren't a lot of black and whites there. There's a lot of gray areas. And what's awesome about having 13 different featured instructors throughout this season, and then probably another dozen other instructors who came on to do segments on various things and various pieces of gear, is we took the opportunity to ask them about those potentially controversial questions. And again, we got some really interesting insight, and that's going to be another segment that runs every other episode, starting with episode 2, getting into not just the details and the techniques of what the professionals do, but what are the opinions of the professionals on these controversial training issues that we have in the industry.
Caleb, you want to throw something out at that? I could cover the rest of the hour talking about talk about that with you. Go for it.
No, I mean, that sounds great. You know, it's one of those things where there is so much, where so much of the training and instruction has been geared towards military and law enforcement for the longest time, that to get information out there for, you know, the husband and wife couple who need to be able to move from one room to another in their house to get their kid in the event of a home invasion, I think that's phenomenal, and I think that's exactly the kind of thing, being able to break a military law enforcement point of view and apply it to a civilian and apply it to, you know, me and my wife, for example, is going to be really beneficial. And I wanted to ask Rob, I know you had you did some work with the Boone County Sheriff's Department while you were taping some of the stuff for the show. I have to plug Sheriff Ken Campbell. He's local to Indiana, and he's one of the best law enforcement officers, in my opinion, in the nation, and I just think he's a fantastic all-around guy.
You know, you beat me to it. I wanted to say, we were talking about police chiefs and being political, and, you know, obviously the sheriff is a political office. It's one of the oldest elected offices in the country, and here's an example with Sheriff Ken Campbell of a guy who absolutely is 100% pro-armed individual, pro-responsible firearms ownership, pro-right to self-defense, so much so, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Mark, that he hosts cross-training for law enforcement and legally armed citizens at the actual County Sheriff's Office Training Center, and that's where we were able to film several episodes, components of several episodes of SWAT Magazine TV. Sheriff Ken Campbell is another guy who's been a great friend and a contributor to SWAT Magazine TV, and he was incredibly supportive of this process as soon as I told him about it, and he is a great friend to the armed individual as well as a great law enforcement officer.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I just got an email here coming in from John in New Hampshire, and I want to read this to you because it touches with both of you. Mark, love your show, and you couldn't have paired up a better couple of guys on your show tonight. I'm a huge fan of both Rob and Caleb. I commend Caleb for his professional presence in the media spotlight that he was thrust into. He has performed admirably on our behalf. CCW holders are one of the most law-abiding cross-sections of Americans. It's amazing they have the audacity to state CCW holders commit crime. It is so bogus. We have even less violent crime rates than sworn-up police officers. If only Hennigan was literate, he could see that facts and statistics prove this. Info available at www.gunfacts.info. Page 51. Keep up the good work. John in New Hampshire. Man, I'm telling you, you couldn't have said it any better than that, and that is exactly why Dennis Hennigan is this week's Bonehead of the Week. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network. We're talking to you too, New Hampshire. See you in a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
We're back. Armed American Radio, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. It is a pleasure to have you with us today. Believe me, as we approach the holidays, we'll talk about next week's upcoming show. We are live. Freedom never takes a break on Armed American Radio. I want to shout to Mike in Detroit. Mike, I saw you blinking on the line here. We're running a little bit behind with our guests right now, and I know you have some questions. I would ask that you email those to mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll go ahead and address them on a future broadcast, more than likely next week. I apologize for being unable to get to that call, but we're just a little bit too pressed for time right now. Gentlemen, where were we?
I wanted to give you guys a chance to get in on the action here, because the three of you I know have training experience behind you, and your perspective on this, I think, is more than valid. So I thought we'd play just a little bit of a game, as if you guys were guests on SWAT Magazine TV. I'll set up the question, and then you guys, you know, give me your rapid-fire opinions on it. Mark, we'll let you go first, and then we'll go kind of around the horn. Round count when it comes to training. This is our first question of the week in episode 2 of SWAT Magazine TV. How important is the number of rounds you fire during a training session to the value of that training session? Go, Mark.
I could answer that both ways. I would say probably not that important, considering that you've got to learn the basics and the techniques and how to run the weapon first. Am I right?
That, you know what, dude, what we do is we take the opinions and your opinion, just like our instructors and our guests on SWAT Magazine TV. I don't think there is a right or wrong. I just like to hear what the answers are, and I think the listeners and the viewers of these programs want to hear what, you know, the experts and the guests have to say. Caleb?
Caleb, go ahead.
I think round count is important depending on the kind of training you're doing. If you're doing basic fundamental firearms training, not that important. If you're training for Steel Challenge, it's really important.
I think that is a popular. And do we still have John on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
John, what do you think?
I think some number of rounds is necessary, but I don't think that a particular count is that important. The training itself, the practicing is what's important, not how many rounds you throw down range.
Well, when people tune in on January 6th to hear the opinions of Louis Auerbach and Wes Doss and myself, I think you guys are going to find a lot of overlap in the things you just said. And some of the points you guys made are some of the points they made, and the explanations they give are really awesome. And those are the types of questions that we're trying to tackle. And we're trying to show people that there are a mix of opinions. And something that Caleb said is really important, too, that sometimes it depends on the type of training. And of course, a lot of our viewers aren't going to be preparing for Steel Challenge, but they might be working on a tactical problem like home defense, where round count is almost irrelevant, or right, working on fundamental shooting skills where round count can be more important. So that's the kind of information, that's the kind of questions that I think really are what's driving progress in the training industry. You know, we know how to teach people how to shoot, but the whys and the hows of the ways we do it are really what the cutting edge is dealing with.
Yeah, that's great information. You got another one? Throw it at us.
Let's do that. I mentioned it, downrange drills. And you know, just to bring the listeners up to speed on that, for those who aren't familiar with that question in on the defensive or tactical training world, you know, it's the question of, sometimes you see that movie scene where the SWAT guys or the special operations team go into a shoot house and they shoot around the guest reporter, or they shoot around, you know, that token politician that's there that doesn't understand the kind of danger they deal with in their operational environment. And then sometimes you get on the internet and you find out that there's a local firearms instructor who has students, you know, standing next to their targets while other students shoot at them, not at the person, at the target next to them, supposedly to acclimate them to what it's going to be like, to have bullets going by them in the middle of a fight. And obviously this can be a really controversial topic. You know, what are your thoughts, Mark? Because I know you've heard of these situations before.
Wow. What you just said, I'm not sure I'd want to be involved in that, if I read your question properly.
I think you're reading it exactly right. Caleb?
You know, I think it's such a controversial issue. I mean, I would tend to fall more on the let's not put people down range for concealed carry permit holders training, because the kind of training that we're looking at as people who carry firearms on a daily basis is completely different from the kind of training that, Marine Expeditionary Force or a Coast Guard boarding team or a SWAT team is going to be getting. So for those guys, I think it might be the kind of training that they need to do and something they should have. But for me, if I'm taking a class with a bunch of other civilians, I would be extremely uncomfortable if there was another person downrange.
You better believe it. I'm with you 100%. That's not something I'm going to be involved with. John, what do you think?
I think it sounds irresponsible, and the lawyer in me is the liability of that just sounds like it would be enormous.
Rob.
You probably don't see a lot of that being done in the lawyer's concealed carry permit class. They probably figure that part out pretty quick.
The lawyer CCW class, that's great.
So we're gonna get the opinion of again, you know, Louis Auerbach and James Yeager and some of the guys. One of the other things about the guests we have with SWAT Magazine TV is that some of these guys are people that no one, you know, outside of a regional law enforcement group may have ever heard of, you know, or may ever have the opportunity to train with. So it's not just, you know, the pundits, really. It's not just, you know, essentially the guys like me who are in business to bring this information to the private sector. Some of this is just public sector guys telling us how they feel and telling us what they think. In fact, one of them is an officer who serves as an instructor in Central Indiana who works for Sheriff Ken Campbell. And just a great, great, aggressive, progressive articulate young sheriff's deputy who's working with the multi-jurisdictional team that's based out of Boone County there. And his name is Brian, and Brian is going to be a featured instructor on the show. And, you know, not because he's paying us, not because he's an advertiser, not because he's a sponsor of the show, which you know, a lot of the television stuff gets accused of being involved in, just because he's got a valid opinion and he's somebody that we think, you know, should have a voice in the training community, not just for his local cops, but, you know, this is, everybody needs to know what's going on, and the more information we exchange and the more discussions that we have, especially on the controversial topics, I think the better off the industry is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I controversy sparks discussion, and discussion sparks ideas, and ideas spark results, answers.
And there's so much of that lost, you know, today. The art of discussion, you know, the classical art of argument, not in terms of just stating a bullet point or a soundbite and letting somebody quote it or misquote it, as the case may be, but real discussion. You know, John, I'd love to get your just off the cuff thoughts on that as someone professionally trained to argue.
Wow. I nothing comes to mind offhand, sorry.
you don't even want to argue with me, see? This is the problem. Nobody wants to discuss. John, thank you for making my point.
See how that works?
It was awesome.
You know, Caleb, CCW training, you were talking about that with Rob's last question. And, you know, let's talk about that for a second. How intense, Rob and Caleb and John, that training has to be for the quote-unquote average CCW permit holder. You know, we go a little farther sometimes because it's fun and we enjoy it. Time and money prohibit some of us from going as far as we would like. Let's face facts, especially now. Okay. Rob, to what extent does the CCW civilian, Joe Public, I have my permit need? And, you know, I just got shouted again. These times just keep flying by. We've got 30 seconds before we hear music again. So I'll set the question up for you. And when we come back from the break, we'll let you answer that. Okay. How much time, you know, how much do we need to put into this, Rob? And at what level is there a point where we can stop? So think about that for a second, and I'll let you go ahead and lead us into the break there when you hear the music.
It sounds great. I'll tell you what, I can tell you that my answer comes down to frequent and realistic training being the important part, and I want to hear what Caleb has to say, I want to hear what John has to say, and then I'll sum it up when we come back with more Armed American Radio.
You got it. See you in a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hey, Rob, did you feel like you were on a job interview on that last turnover at the break, brother?
I was glad that I had been warming up with television work so I could get to the commercial break on radio. That was perfect.
Oh, that was great. You know, Sean comes in my ear after the break, and he says, wow, nice work, you guys. That was a great turnover.
I was a DJ on a radio station that went out to about, other than the 1,300 cadets at the military college, I think there were like three other people in Vermont that listened. So I maybe that was some leftover from 20 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it worked, you know. And you doing all that TV work certainly didn't hurt. That was great. On the fly like that went really, really well. We're back on the Armed American Radio Network. You've got Mark Walters, Rob Pincus, John Monroe, and Caleb Giddings. Caleb, how you doing over there, brother?
Pretty good.
We're scattered all over the country tonight. Two of us are broadcasting in Atlanta. Rob, you are in Chicago. Great town, but wow, really gun unfriendly. And Caleb, you're pretty much next door over in Indiana.
You bet.
Gun friendly. Ungun friendly right down the road. Isn't that amazing how you can cross an imaginary line?
Things will be better in Chicago in July, though.
Ah, see, I like that attitude. Rob, did you happen to catch any of the first hour when we were talking about the McDonald case coming up?
I think that you guys are spot on. I don't know that I would go 9-0 either, but
You did listen.
I was listening. We can hope for 6-3. I think the chances of us, you know, our side, so to speak, losing that, I'll cry foul if it goes wrong.
Well, you know, if it does, it's going to be like that eminent domain case. You know, there's some laws you just think, man, what? This is common sense. This is nothing but common sense. So you were catching the first hour, and I did say 9-0, and I'm going to hold on to that hope. I'm going to keep hope alive.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually do listen to the show, you know. I don't just show up when I'm on.
Well, you're going to be on an awful lot more. I can tell you that much, too. But that's, that 9-0, I know that's a bold statement, you know, but I'm going to keep throwing it out there. You never know what a Sotomayor might do when she actually reads the Constitution.
Well, that's if, not when.
John's over here just shaking his head at me right now.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure
you know,
he is.
Because he's argued, so he knows. But, wow, and, you know, we're going to get Dick Heller and Dane on here again in the near future, too. Good friends of ours and good friends of Armed American Radio to talk about that as we get closer and closer and closer to the hearing. John, are you going to be up there? Are you going to go to the hearing?
I'm going to try. I haven't committed yet, but I'm going to try to get up there.
Have you penned a brief?
I didn't. We did write one for the Heller case.
Right.
We talked about writing one for this one, ultimately decided not to because we weren't sure we'd have anything more to contribute than what's already going to be said.
See, that's good. I like that. That means you know everybody's saying it right now. USCCA and Buckeye Firearms collaborated.
Right.
And
yeah.
Put one together, which I have a copy of. If you want to see it, I can be more than happy to give you one. In fact, we've ordered 50 bound copies, so we'll make sure you guys get one. That's Rob, I'm with you, man. I 6'3", something like that. I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch, but I don't see, and I hate to say that because you never know what's going to happen. It doesn't have to make sense, right? It's just the law.
I did go up and watch the Heller arguments, and that was interesting.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, I was just going to say, even you know, when we win that case, I think then there's obviously still a process as we see in D.C. going on now. You know, it seems like Heller was so long ago, and practical ramifications and differences on the street in Washington D.C. You know, it's not Vermont, but you know, it's not Vermont yet, and the rest of the country isn't Vermont yet. But I really think we're moving in that direction. You know, we tend to, you know, gloom and doom, and you know, as we talked about earlier, sometimes that does get people motivated and rallied. But I think that things are moving in the right direction and have been for the last two decades.
Yeah, they have. It's, you know, you look what's going on with the rights of law abiding. You know, I hate the fact, and I'm jumping all over the place, and my thoughts are everywhere. We are going in the right direction. I agree with you. We're seeing it. You know, we're seeing state after state. What, 48 states out of 50 allow some form of carry?
Actually, 49.
49. Talk to us about the 49th.
Well, I assume you're talking about
Wisconsin open carry.
48
right.
Issue permits. Wisconsin allows open carry.
Open carry, right. Okay.
And actually, Illinois allows unloaded carry concealed, you know, like the Sean Cranish
right.
type of case. So they allow what they call fanny pack carry. So,
right. No magazine, carry the gun, separate pouch, something like that.
Yeah, but you can have a loaded magazine not in the gun. So you can almost carry in Illinois.
Interesting stuff. Hey, Rob and Caleb, you guys are going to love this one. Rob, this one is geared towards you. I just got an email here from Long Beach, California, and you're going to love this. This is great. Hey, Mark, great show tonight. FYI, DirecTV does not show it listed on the 12:30 lineup, and he is referring to SWAT Magazine TV on DirecTV. Great show tonight. FYI, DirecTV does not show it listed on the 12:30 lineup. Ask Rob what time is the premiere. And then in parentheses he says, and do we need to wear a tack vest while watching? Thanks and happy holidays to all at Armed American Radio. That's Mike in Long Beach. Mike, thank you. That's great.
On the radio side, it may not matter, but on the TV side, I will say that it does not matter what you're wearing while you're watching the show. We do have to pay a little more attention to what we're wearing on the show than we do when we're on radio. But let me say this, as far as the listing goes, I just literally, these are one of these production details. I was just working with the Outdoor Channel. They're working over the weekend, too. I got an email from them today that all that information has been forwarded to the trafficking people, the people in the TV world that make sure that the show gets to the viewer. And the process for uploading those episode guides and the listings is underway. We actually got moved up. We thought we were going to go on January 6th with the premiere, and we found out just a couple weeks ago that we're moved up to December 30th, which is awesome. But it did put us a little bit behind on some of the program guide stuff. But those listings will be there. The show premieres at 3 p.m., technically, is the first showing, Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel, and that's Channel 606 on DirecTV, and then 7:30 p.m., and then 2:30 p.m. So Long Beach, California might want the 2:30 a.m. Eastern showing. Might be best for them, but there'll be several opportunities to see the show, and the DVRs will be able to find it by next week.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something, my friend. My DVR finds everything you guys do, and I've got, you know, you come in and you'll see three or four of them on at one shot. But it doesn't distinguish which one I've seen and which one I haven't, so I have a lot of fun just flipping through it, going, man, I'm going to watch that again. I've still got some of the best defense survivals on there, believe it or not. That was a great letter from Mike in Long Beach. Appreciate that, and the humor was good. Do we need to wear a tack vest while watching the program? You never know. So here we are being listened to out in Long Beach, California, and thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Rob, we have Oh, golly. About another 4 minutes, man. I'll tell you, the time just flies right by. So let's go ahead and punch what you want to punch coming up here, and then I'll switch it over to Caleb, and then we'll let John in here, too, before we hear the music at the end of the program tonight.
Before we do that, Long Beach, California is not on this list, but tonight I was sending some links out at downrange.tv for people to know what we were going to be broadcasting live, and I went by and I saw the list, the updated list of places that Armed American Radio is now being broadcast through syndication, and man, you guys have managed to do so much in this last year. That is awesome. And there's a place I want to say hello to. It's Hibbing, Minnesota. It's Hibbing, Minnesota. And this place, I don't know if you know where Hibbing is.
I do.
I did a class in Hibbing, and I didn't realize you could be in the United States and be in a place where if you went due south, straight down, you hit Lake Superior. I mean, Hibbing is up there, and I think it's awesome that they have Armed American Radio.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, toot our own horn here for a minute. Armed American Radio has grown by leaps and bounds, and I think the secret to it has been it is humbling, but it's not unexpected and surprising. And I think the reason that it has grown is because what this program is a voice for people who think it and are hungry for it but had nowhere to turn to laser focus in on their rights to carry concealed. And not make any apologies about it. We make no apologies about it. I've said it before. If there's a list, baby, I'm on it. And we're talking about your right and your freedoms every single week. And it's important. Caleb, jump on in. What do you got you want to punch while we're on the air?
Yeah, if you guys are looking for more information on the Indiana carry permit databases or anything like that, we've got it. A lot of it headquartered at my blog at gunnuts.net. And then if you're an Indiana resident and you want to get involved in Indiana gun politics and shooting sports, check out the Indiana Gun Owners Forum. It's ingunowners.com. Those guys are good people, and they will take care of new members.
I have been on both of them. Your site, gunnuts.net, is great. You do fantastic work, and I got to commend you again. Seeing you on Fox and Friends, man, you just were outstanding, and I really applaud you for not letting yourself get sucked in by the Dennis Hennigan over there, who was, that's their mantra, that's their motive. They want to, they want to suck you in and try to get you into an argument, and you didn't take the bait, and it was great, and it was really fun to watch you work. John, about 30 seconds before we hear music, what do you got? What do you want to say about GCO?
Folks, keep up the fight out there. If you are unlawfully detained for carrying a firearm, please don't take it lying down. The only way we're going to get those things changed is with some court opinion saying that that is not legal.
There you go. And I think that sums up everything. Rob, your show starts on the 30th, and I can tell you right now I'm going to be all over it. And I'll be there's no question I'll be seeing you at the SHOT Show in Vegas about two short weeks after that. We'll hook up, and I will talk with you later this evening about some other things. Caleb, thank you so much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank John Monroe, Ed Stone, and everybody else that participated, callers, letter writers, Twitters. I apologize we couldn't get to all of you, but here's something politically incorrect. Merry Christmas, folks, because by the time we see you, Christmas will have come and gone, but we're going to be here live on the 27th. Check out armedamericanradio.org, Downrange TV, and man, here's the deal. We got a really funny video coming up tomorrow on the upcoming broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. armedamericanradio.org. Go out and check it out. My book, Lessons from Armed America. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week on Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.